The interface is pretty simple. You can just put your horizontal X coordinate here, vertical Y coordinate here. When you're happy with those, you press this button.
Got it.
Penny activates a toy missile launcher.
Leonard, you'll never guess who I just found online. Hey!
It hits Sheldon.
Nice shot.
His giant head did most of the work.
Very mature. You're lucky I'm out of silly string. As I was saying, Leonard, you'll never guess who I just found online. Professor Proton.
You're kidding. He's still alive?
Yes.
Who's Professor Proton?
He was the host of this great... Hey.
Sorry, tell me about Professor Proton.
Professor Proton hosted my favorite science show when I was a child. I never missed an episode. He demonstrated scientific principles using everyday objects.
It was pretty cool.
Aw, so cute when you use the word cool wrong. Like when kids say Pischetti.
Oh, dear Lord. Leonard, look. He's still available for parties and events. We should hire him.
Hire him to do what?
Well, whatever we want. Hang out, do experiments. Make him take 12 pictures with us so we can make a calendar.
It would be pretty awesome to hang out with him. I just used awesome wrong, didn't I?
Well, I'm emailing him right now.
Do you remember his old theme song?
Of course I do.
Grab your goggles, put your lab coat on. Here he comes, Professor Proton.
State that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall,
we built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with the Big Bang.
The Big Bang Theory. In the cafeteria.
Hey, I just found out I have to be at the telescope lab all weekend. Any chance you and Bernadette could take care of my dog?
Why don't you put her in a kennel?
Why don't you put your mother in a home?
To be honest, she'd do better in the kennel. I'll talk to Bernie. I'm sure it's fine.
Thank you. It's happening, Leonard. It's happening. Professor Proton is coming to our house.
You're kidding.
You mean the guy who used to host that lame kids show?
Well, and you just got yourself uninvited.
See, I told you to find a tactful way to do that.
How'd you get him to come to your house?
As Professor Proton always says, there is no problem you can't solve if you use your noggin.
And he wrote him a check.
Yeah, that too. Big check.
Uncle Howard!
Raj's dog's in a push buggy.
Cinnamon's here for a sleepover party.
You know if you had a stroke, she'd eat you, right?
And it would be my pleasure to be her num-num.
Okay, so what do I need to know to take care of her?
Well, it's very simple. For breakfast, she has an egg white frittata. Feel free to give her a choice of home fries or an English muffin, but not both. We're watching our weight. For dinner, something simple, a veal chop, some scampi, whatever you like.
Classy dog.
Yes. Also, don't forget to close the toilet or she'll drink out of it.
I feel for you. I've got a psychotic mommy, too.
Leonard, are you in bed?
Yes.
Me too.
Great.
I can't sleep.
Well, I can, so shut up.
You realize that in less than 9 hours, Arthur Jeffries, a.k.a. Professor Proton, will be in our apartment?
Sheldon, you know that if you stay up all night, you're going to be sleepy tomorrow. And a sleepy Sheldon is a cranky Sheldon. And a cranky Sheldon is actually no different than a regular Sheldon. Good night!
I'm thinking of wearing a tuxedo.
That's not ridiculous. Good night.
Do you have cufflinks?
No.
Just as well. Where can you rent a tuxedo at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Okay, good night.
Nice to meet you, Professor Proton. Nice to meet you, Professor Proton.
Leonard gets out of bed and leaves his room.
Nice to meet you, Professor Proton. Nice to meet you, Professor... Ow!
Leonard returns to his room and climbs back into bed. He goes back to sleep with a smile on his face. But his eyes soon open again.
Leonard.
What?
I still can't sleep.
She really tuckered herself out at the park, huh?
Yeah, you two are so cute playing together.
It's kind of fun throwing a ball and not having anyone laugh at me.
And you were sweet not to throw it too far so she didn't wear out her tiny legs.
Yeah, that's what I was doing.
Now, there were a few moments today when I almost felt like we were a little family.
Really?
Yeah, I never thought of myself as a mom, but when the three of us were out there having fun, I felt like maybe someday we could do it.
Of course we can. Especially if our baby's as calm and quiet as little cinnamon.
She's gone!
Where'd she go?
I don't know, she didn't leave a note! Was it you, her?
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were.
Yeah, well, you throw like a girl.
Sheldon staring through the peephole.
I'm getting worried.
Relax, Sheldon. He's only a few minutes late.
Professor Proton was never late when he was on TV. You know, every day, 4 o'clock, he was there. Unless tornadoes were ripping apart East Texas, in which case we'd join him in progress.
Sheldon checks his mobile.
It's him. Hello. Well, I see. Yes. Yeah, all right, we can come get you. Yeah, we'll see you soon. Yeah, bye.
Where is he?
The third floor landing. The poor old guy's been walking up the stairs for half an hour.
To a bald-headed old gent sitting on a suitcase.
It's really you.
Mr. Jeffries, I am so sorry. We should have told you about the broken elevator.
I agree.
Professor Proton, it's an honor to meet you.
Just call me Arthur.
Leonard. Did you hear that? Professor Proton said I should call him Arthur. Well, that means we're friends.
No, a friend would have told me about the elevator.
Look at me. I can get as close to you as I want without my mom saying it's going to ruin my eyes.
Is he dangerous?
Actually, he's a genius.
I am.
That doesn't answer my question.
Mr. Jeffries, I'm Leonard. This is my girlfriend, Penny.
Hi.
Hello. Well, I hope I haven't kept the kids waiting too long for the show.
Oh, no, there are no kids. No, the show's for me. Come on, Horatia. Arthur.
Sheldon bounds upstairs.
Is the blonde girl really your girlfriend?
Yes, sir.
You're the genius.
In the apartment, Arthur's unnerved by Sheldon's ongoing, smiling stare.
So, do you do a lot of appearances like this?
Oh, it's hard to say. I'm still trying to figure out what this is.
We just wanted to hang out with you, maybe learn a little about your life.
Well, there really isn't too much to tell. After the TV show was canceled, nobody in the scientific world would take me seriously. So I was forced to do these children's parties to make a living.
That's too bad. But still, working with kids, it must be rewarding.
You get bit a lot. Let me see if I have this straight. You two are physicists. And you want me to do a children's science show?
Yes. And if there's time, take 12 pictures with us in seasonal clothing.
Leonard nods in agreement.
You know, I'm a real scientist. I I have a PhD from Cornell University.
Yeah, it's great. Did you bring your puppet?
No, no. I hate that puppet.
Oh, no. How can anybody hate Gino the Neutrino? It's nice, huh? I got him for $20 on eBay, including his shipping.
I'm awake, right? This is happening.
Maybe she doesn't recognize her name because of Raj's accent.
Good thinking.
Cinnamon, come to daddy!
Cinnamon, where are you, my little lamb chop?
Nice.
Thanks.
Yeah, when this all blows over, remember that voice. It's kind of a turn-on.
Turns you on when I sound like Raj?
Okay, as I put the egg on top, and the flame goes out, and the air pressure decreases in the flask, what do you think will happen?
I think I know.
It's gonna get sucked in. It's going to get sucked in.
Okay, I did it now.
The egg sucked into a flask.
Yes!
See, I'm not a scientist like them.
I figured that out.
Potato clock. Do potato clock.
What's that?
I power a clock with a potato.
Shut up! You can do that? I mean, wouldn't that solve the world's energy crisis?
No. Look, guys, keep your money. I think I'm done.
What's wrong? Is she upsetting you? Because I can make her go away.
No, she's the only reason I've stayed this long.
Then what is it?
I don't know. I think I'm just... I just don't want to be Professor Proton anymore.
Well, how can you say that? Professor Proton's the best.
What has it ever gotten me? I mean, I'm an 83-year-old man who has potatoes in his suitcase. Other scientists think I'm a joke, and the puppeteer who did Gino, well, he also did my wife.
Mr. Jeffries, I need to show you something.
I'm sorry to hear about your troubles.
Oh, thanks.
But if you don't mind me asking, the potato clock, how does it work? Is it a trick clock or a trick potato?
To Leonard.
What do you two talk about?
Sheldon returns with a photograph.
I wrote a fan letter to you when I was a child in Texas, and you sent this autographed picture back to me. Do you remember that?
I'll give you a hint. I have a bracelet with my own address on it.
Well, anyway, you may find this hard to believe, but I didn't have any friends growing up.
No, I get that.
But, I did have you. And every day at 4 o'clock, you'd come to my house on Channel 68, and we'd do science together. If it hadn't been for you, who knows what would have become of me? You know, instead of a world-class physicist, I could have wound up as a hobo. Or a surgeon.
I bet there are important discoveries being made every day because you inspired millions of kids to pursue science. In a way, their discoveries are your discoveries.
Yeah, it's true. A generation of young scientists are standing on your shoulders.
Well, thank you, guys. That means a lot.
Well, it's important you know how much you mean to us.
Uh-oh.
Arthur, are you okay?
I'm having a problem with my pacemaker.
I'll call for help.
Any chance we could plug it into the potato?
Arthur looks at Penny.
No.
Raj takes a call in his office.
Hello? What do you mean you found my dog? She's with my friends.
Is she okay? Thank you. Just text me your address. I'm on my way. Oh, and if she's hungry, go ahead and feed her. But do not give her anything starchy. She's having risotto for dinner.
Your vitals are stable, but let's take you in for some tests just to be safe.
Do you want one of us to go with you in the ambulance?
I'll do it.
He's not a relative. He's not allowed, right?
No, it's not a rule. He can go.
Oh, yeah. I can't catch a break today.
Steph and meet you at the hospital.
Sorry things turned out this way.
Well, at this point, I'm just glad someone's carrying me down the stairs.
Arthur's wheeled out on a gurney.
Met my childhood hero. Now I get to ride in an ambulance. Boy, if we can get him to do that calendar, this will be the best day ever.
Can't believe we lost her. What was I thinking? I'd be a terrible mom.
Maybe with the first one. But kids are like pancakes. The first one's always a throwaway.
Howard's printed a lost dog poster.
How's this look?
It's fine. Where'd you get that picture of her?
It's not her. I just Googled foo-foo little dogs. It's Raj. Stay quiet. Hey, bad timing. Bernadette just took Cinnamon out for a walk.
Interesting. Did they take a walk down Liar's Lane?
What?
A lane frequented by liars like you, you big liar.
You have her?
Oh, thank God she's okay.
Well, I trusted you and you let me down. The poor thing's been shaking for hours.
I'm really sorry.
Hang on, you've had her for hours?
Yes. I picked her up and then we both went for massages to try and calm down. And then we got Pinkberry.
So you knew she was okay and you couldn't pick up the phone to tell us?
Well, I thought about...
Do well me, mister. We've been worried sick. She could have been dead for all we knew. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Sorry, I just...
Oh, sorry's not good enough. Maybe you need to take some time and think about what you've done.
She slams the laptop closed.
Nice guilt trip. You are going to be an amazing mom. Soft kitty, warm kitty, little ball of fur. Happy kitty, sleepy kitty, purr, purr, purr.
Thank you, Sheldon. That was very nice.
Want me to sing it again?
No. The fourth time was the charm.
There anything I can get for you? Add some apple juice, some Jell-O.
No, thank you. But I do have a favor to ask.
Name it.
Well, I'm booked to do a children's party tomorrow, and frankly, I don't feel up to it.
No, oh, you're not. You look awful.
Thank you. Anyway, you know my act better than anybody. I was hoping that maybe you'd fill in for me.
Are you saying that you want me to be Professor Proton?
Yeah.
Oh, my. What an honor. Oh, this is like being asked to ascend Mount Olympus and dine with the gods.
Or a Korean family in Alhambra.
But they'll know I'm not you. Should I call myself Professor Proton Jr.?
Sounds great.
So, in a way, it's like I'm your son.
Whatever.
Father.
Sheldon hugs Arthur.
Sure, what the hell?